All right, all right, all right.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
That's enough. That's enough.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I'm bringing the party to you.
Five.
Four.
We're on a mission from God.
Three. Friday, I'm in love.
Two.
It's Friday!
The Catholic Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm here.
On Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
With John Leonetti.
The broadcast school has really paid off.
Mark Amadeo. And Deacon Tony Valdez.
Do you just have to tap your toes to that opening bit on Fridays? It's like I'm sitting here kind of like, I gotta wake up, and that music hits, and I'm like tapping my toes, and I'm ready to go. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everyone, to the Catholic Morning Show. This is Jean Till, sitting in for John Leonetti today. He'll be back on Monday, and we are broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network studios, and thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for turning on the radio, your app, or wherever you are. We are so grateful that you are a part of this mission and a part of what we're doing here at Iowa Catholic Radio. You may have never been on the radio with us, but thank you for telling your friends about us. We do appreciate it. It is Friday. Don't. Okay, I'll get it in the right key. It is June 24th. Beautiful Friday. Yes, we had rain, but you know, it's been hot. We need that rain. We'll have Mark Amadeo shortly with news and weather and sports and all that good stuff. But before we go one step further, Deacon Tony, would you lead us in the morning offering?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark. So, Mark Amadeo, there's some guy called Stephen Curry. Is he a golfer?
Probably.
Oh. Yeah, and then he's a goat. You know, I had to Google that a while back when they kept talking about Simone Biles was a goat. And I'm like, well, that's rude. And so it's like, oh, greatest of all times. I'm like, okay,
that's right. Arrogant.
Now that's just arrogant.
Yeah.
So anyway,
you're talking about Stephen Curry, the
my bad. Okay.
He plays for the Golden State Warriors. They just won the NBA title. They beat my Celtics. I wasn't very happy about that, but I like Golden State. So
I'm so sorry. I'll send you a sympathy card.
Yeah, well, yeah. Me, you, and a bunch of others are doing that, sure. But hey, how about last night? You know, you want to talk a little sports here? Keegan Murray, first round pick out of the Iowa Hawkeyes, was the fourth overall selection. That's Iowa's highest NBA selection, and he went to Sacramento.
Very cool, Sacramento Kings.
So, congratulations to Keegan Murray. One of the twins has been drafted. The next one will be Chris next year. How about that?
Oh, that's right, because he's staying for. Oh. Yeah,
his,
so Keegan opted out of his senior year. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't a senior yet. I think he was a junior.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. So he was going to be a junior? I'm so confused.
Yeah,
so confused.
Yeah,
anyway.
They can leave early. They can leave early and sign for the big bucks. That's how it works.
But then what are they going to do when their career's over when they're 35?
Go back to school.
Okay. That's
finish their education.
Yeah. Well, that's an option, too. Yep.
That's exactly what Stephen Curry did. He finished his education this year while he was winning an NBA title. Finished. I think he had a few more credits. So, yeah, some of those guys do that, and you'd like to see that.
You know, you just pray for those folks that have such success early that it doesn't go to their head and they buy into all the glam and the glitz and all of a sudden are making bad choices and you know, you just pray for them. You know, it's like congratulations for such great talent, but then to use it wisely. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. How have you been, Gene? Haven't heard from you for a while. John hasn't been out of town until now this weekend.
I know.
What's the problem? Everything good?
What's with that?
He's a homebody all of a sudden.
Yeah, he needs to leave more often. Well, you know, I'm on the countdown. So,
yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, retirement is upon us here in the next week or so, right?
Retirement from the Catholic Tuition Organization. The first question people ask are either, what are you going to do after you retire, or you're retiring from the radio? So the first answer is, I don't know. The second answer is no. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do after I retire, but I'm going to what I've been saying is I'm going to get up, have my coffee, sit on the front porch, unless you have rain forecasted, drink my coffee, complete my prayers without having to finish them in the car on the way, maybe do some reading before I ever do anything, at least for a few days, just to relax. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go. I knew there would be an update because I know your time is coming where the countdown is on.
Four working days. I don't count today because now today has started. So four working days next week. Yeah, yeah.
Well, rightly earned, my dear. And congratulations on your retirement. So
you
I
too
know
can
July
retire
1st,
one of these years.
I will be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get a daughter through high school and college, and then we'll talk. But I'll need some advice by then. By that time, you'll be experienced in retirement.
That's right.
Help me out.
Well, my advice for you right now is that if you do not have a 529 account for your kids in Catholic elementary, high school, you can have it for that and for college. So that the amount you contribute subtracts directly from your taxable income. So there's my tip for the day.
I appreciate that, Jean. I think we've already established that.
That's
we
good.
Got that taken care of when Gracie was in elementary school. So that was one of your tidbits to me, and I think we've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen the statements in a while, but I know we have them.
Well, and you know, a few years ago, the state allowed you to use that now for high school, and you know, Catholic elementary high school. So not just for college. So that helps folks out a lot. So in case you didn't know that one, yeah.
You learn something every day here in Iowa Catholic Radio, especially when you have you on and talking about the Catholic Tuition Organization.
Yeah. Well, give. How can I? Okay, I'm done. Give to the CTO.
Okay. there you go. Well, just bring your umbrella today because you're going to need it this morning. I know. I think somebody's got a tea time later today, and you'll be able to do it. We got another system moving through Southwest and Western Iowa, coming through Central Iowa here in the next hour or so, and then we'll have the hot and humid weather today, and then we'll be fine, it looks like.
Sunday, my big umbrella flipped inside out twice during baseball games because I was using it to protect from the sun. So I had to get my baby umbrella out today. You know, the collapsible ones that, you know, basically cover your hair and that's about it. Yeah. Well, some are hair. Some of us have hair. Anyway.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Any breaking news for us today besides Mr. Murray? What do you have?
No, just Keegan Murray going last night, the first round of the NBA draft. Fourth pick, highest pick ever by an Iowa Hawkeye, and he's going to play for the Sacramento Kings. He'll play on the left coast. And you know, the first thing he said was, they asked him, what are you going to do with all your money? What are you going to buy, a car or something? Nope, going to buy groceries. Very humble guy.
Yeah.
Very humble guy.
That's a good plan. Eat healthy, right? Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you've got
all right, my dear.
Us.
Well, let's get right to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Bring your umbrella this morning. Today's weather update is brought to you by the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. You can learn more at joinsarah.org. Well, our current conditions right now, depends where you're at, cloudy skies overall, but there is some rain in the area at this hour. 66 degrees is our temperature with a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the humidity up there at 90% as you wake up on this Friday morning. And today, the storm should move out this morning. There's another round coming through central Iowa here in the next hour or so, becoming partly cloudy, warm and humid today, high of 83 degrees with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered storms are possible again, overnight low of 70 degrees, and tomorrow showers and thunderstorms early morning on your Saturday, becoming partly cloudy, warm and humid in the afternoon, high of 87 degrees with a heat index in the the mid-90s tomorrow. Then on Sunday, as Gene mentioned, partly cloudy, be dry and cooler, high of 78 degrees. And on Monday, back to work, mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Today's news update is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Since 1939, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second, getting to know you so they know exactly what you need. CindySchulte.com. Well, the Des Moines Arts Festival will take place in downtown Des Moines this weekend, beginning today. This will be the festival's 25th anniversary. The Des Moines Arts Festival will feature roughly 195 artists, as well as live music and entertainment. Now, admission to the festival is free, and it runs from today through Sunday at the downtown Des Moines Western Gateway Park. In sports last night, we had high school baseball and softball, both Dowling teams recognized being at home and recognizing senior night. And we'll start with softball. Senior night for the Dowling girls softball team. Six seniors were recognized during the contest, as Dowling sweeping a doubleheader over Des Moines East by scores of 12-2 and 12-0 at the Dowling softball field. And in baseball, third-ranked Maroons sweeping a doubleheader over Des Moines East on the baseball team's senior night. Dowling had 11 seniors recognized. Dowling with wins over East by scores of 6-0 and 9-3 at George Cordero Field. Last night, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs on the road at Louisville, and Louisville taking last night's game by a score of 3-0 over the iCubs. Same two teams tonight, first pitch 6 o'clock down in Louisville, Kentucky. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams involved. Well, the Brewers and Cardinals are battling out for first place, and right now they're tied, as Milwaukee yesterday winning at home. They defeated St. Louis 6-4, so St. Louis and Milwaukee tied for first place in National League Central going into the weekend. The Cubs are 13 games back in fourth place, as Pittsburgh down the Chicago Cubs 8-7 in 10 innings yesterday in Pittsburgh. In the American League, well, another tie. Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Guardians are tied for first place in American League Central. Yesterday in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, the Twins beat the Cleveland Guardians 1-0. The White Sox are 4.5 games back. Baltimore down the Chicago White Sox 4-0 in Chicago. And the Kansas City Royals had yesterday off. They open up a homestand tonight against the Oakland A's this weekend down in Kansas City. Tonight, Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa Bay Lightning at the Colorado Avalanche. They'll face off at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be televised on ABC from Denver, Colorado, and Colorado leading that best-of-seven series 3-1. And there is no Dowling Catholic Varsity Sports scheduled today or for the weekend. Once again, current conditions here in central and southwest Iowa this hour. We have some cloudy skies, rain in the area moving through. 66 degrees is our temperature with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Today, the storm should move out, become partly cloudy with a high of 83 degrees today with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports updates on your Friday morning. This is Mark Amadeo, and now back to the Catholic Morning Show with Gene Till, who's substituting for John Leonetti this morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, as always, it's Friday, and Father Andrew Winchettle is joining us. And Father, I can't think of a better homily for, or a better gospel reading for this Sunday than this one, with considering we have ordination today, and three priests did follow Jesus.
That's a good point. I hadn't made that connection, but Jesus, having some, it might be to some people some harsh words, especially this line that somebody wants to simply go bury their father, and he says, let the dead bury their dead.
I mean, that seems so harsh.
It does, but he's no stranger to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can look at it as a way of, first of all, how important it was, and maybe in, even for people today, how important it is to do that, to have that kind of closure, to give a loved one a good sending off.
Mm-hmm.
It also underlines or begs a question as to where our priorities lie. And if the message, if the gospel message of Jesus Christ is really as powerful as it is, namely raising the dead, the resurrection bodily and spiritually, then we shouldn't be quite as concerned with going off and burying that loved one as to ourselves hopefully experiencing that resurrection.
You know, and I think let's fast forward 2,000 years to today, and people are playing on their phones, and someone says, hey, come with me. It's like, yeah, just let me finish this game, this text, this email, this whatever. And it's like, We're so easily distracted today. It's not even burying the dead, which is an important thing to do. But we have to be attentive to when God's calling us to serve him and serve others. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if we don't get the little things right, as he said elsewhere in scriptures, if we don't get the little things right, then we won't get the big things right either.
Yep. Get the little things right. Hey, Father Andrew, thank you so much for joining us and hope to see you tonight at ordination.
All right. Pray for those men.
I will. God bless. It is 7:15 when we come back. Father Rafael Asama, pastor of St. Teresa's, is going to help us answer his question when he answered the call. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:15.
You're listening to the Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Catholic Charities, where exceptional service is a hallmark in caring for those with essential needs, including food pantry, professional counseling, emergency family shelter, and refugee services. CatholicCharitiesDM.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Paul Martin and Paul Mitchell, owners of Imogene Ingredients. Imogene Ingredients supply specialized feed ingredients for livestock and pet diets to improve maternal and young animal health in both conventional and organic production.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a full-service residential and commercial roofing contractor in the Des Moines area since 1988. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Thank you, Bell Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Nearly 70% of abortions in Iowa are chemical, more commonly known the abortion pill. At InterVisions Healthcare, we do not provide the abortion pill, but we do provide the medical information required to make an informed decision. If a woman regrets taking the first pill, she can come to InterVisions to reverse the effects. Our nursing staff is trained in the abortion pill reversal protocol, a medical procedure, but you can help us get the word out. For more information on the free medical services at InterVisions or to support the mission, visit ivhcare.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dental Associates, addressing your smile needs and dreams. 515-225-6742, Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. Thank you, Dental Associates, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Permar Security, a Catholic-owned family business providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. PermarSecurity.com, 515-244-5660.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Golden Rule, always seeking to serve customers better and to create job opportunities within the community. So with the new electrical division, Golden Rule now services all home maintenance concerns. Learn more at goldenrulephc.com.
Every day, Iowa Catholic Radio connects listeners to Christ with the help of business underwriters. Our listeners appreciate and support businesses who share their values and beliefs. If you own or manage a business, we would like to talk with you about how we can work together to make a positive impact in Central Iowa and beyond. Iowa Catholic Radio underwriters share with us in the mission of changing lives through the good news of Jesus Christ. To learn more about how your business can support Iowa Catholic Radio, contact Deacon Mark Campbell at 515-223-1150. 515-223-1150.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
I've been wanting to have a series of pre-sons. You're my first one. I don't normally do the morning show, but when I do, I'm going to have priests come on and talk about when good morning. We're carrying on this conversation with Father Rafael Asama. This is Jean Till, and the little red light came on, Deacon Tony. I was not paying attention. Shame on me.
But it fed right into what you were
talking about. So now people know that I'm going to try to have on some of our pastors to talk about answering the call. And you know, when I asked you to be on today, I didn't realize the Sunday gospel was when Jesus said, you know, come follow me. Hang on a second. I got a couple things to do. And Father Andrew Winchell just shared, you know, some thoughts on that gospel. But, you know, I think it's, you know, we're encouraged as lay people to, you know, say to young boys, you know, you seem very prayerful. Have you thought about the priesthood or something like that? And it's like, well, that's answering the call from Gene. That's not answering the call from God. So yeah. I'd love to visit with you about when you were first encouraged, maybe by your parents or someone else, but when you then heard the call from God and kind of how that played out. So start with when you were a boy. Oh, this is Father Rafael Asama, by the way. He is the pastor of St. Teresa's, and you are from originally?
From Ghana.
From Ghana. And you've been in the United States?
I've been in Iowa since 2016, October.
And you're an official Iowan?
Yeah, recently.
Well, for all of your good work in...
Hamburg and Shenandoah.
That's right. Yeah. So the governor made you an honorary Iowan. So
yeah.
We're pleased to welcome you into our ranks.
Thank you. And it's quite humbling and surprising.
Yeah. It was very cool. I've not heard of that happening before.
Yeah,
and so,
myself.
Yeah. And it's cool that the first one I heard about was a Catholic priest. So yay. So let's go back to when you were a child in Ghana. Did people encourage you? Oh, Raphael, you seem like a prayerful young man. You seem like you really love the church. You should be a priest. Did you get any of that?
Yeah, I got that, but not at the initial stages because I was a very shy person. That's
so am
people
I.
Uh-huh. saw me to be very shy, and I started serving as an altar boy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I developed the interest of responding to the priesthood.
So when did you feel like God was really calling you? Because I know the seminarians oftentimes say, which we have three being ordained tonight.
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, you've got 3 years left. And they'll always say, God willing. You know, so it's like they're still listening. They're still, you know, they don't really make that true commitment until the year that they become a deacon, right?
Yeah.
So when did you really feel like God was saying, hey, Raphael, come follow me?
Yeah, I think when I was working, even though I told my dad I wanted to go to the seminary and he gave his blessing,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately he died before I even have to make that decision.
Mm.
So when I completed my high school, I went to work and I did a building construction. That's what I did also. So I was working and you could see people pointing at me, you are so different, so prayerful, this and that. So sometimes when they see me serving,
mm-hmm.
The non-Catholics say, well, you are going to be a priest. So that's the call before the call. In a sense that they were pointing at me
mm-hmm.
as a priest, and I was also contemplating, thinking about it, going to the seminary. So is there any message these people are giving me? So that was the beginning. Even mm-hmm. though I knew I wanted to go to the seminary, it wasn't something straightforward. I went to work for a while, and I remember the very day I told my friends that, well, I think you have to continue this work. I'm leaving to the seminary.
And did they go, what?
Well, they saw it, but they were so surprised, and some said, why? Because you are working, you are getting money, so why do you want to leave us and go to the seminary? Meanwhile, I've done all the underground work, and I was supposed to leave. So that was a very strong decision I have to make at that material moment.
So how long had you worked in construction before you went to seminary?
About 6 years.
Oh, so it wasn't like 6 months.
No, it was
a long time.
Yeah,
so you had worked your way up. You had probably more responsibility. We're getting paid more. You know, at least that's what would happen here in the United States. I don't know if that's what happens in Ghana or not.
Yeah.
So your mom, how was she like just over the moon, happy that her boy was going to be going to seminary?
When I told my mom, she didn't like it.
Really?
She didn't like it, not because she doesn't want me to be a priest, but she thought I was so close to her. I was doing a lot of things for her. My presence, financial help and assisting her.
And your dad was gone.
In so many things, yeah. So she thought she was going to lose me.
Mm.
But now she has not regretted. She's so happy.
Well, and she did lose you because you're in Iowa, which is not a hop, skip, and a jump to Ghana.
Yeah, but interestingly, when I left Ghana, my parishioners continued to visit my mom and made some kind of presentation and help her. So she continued to appreciate me because she knows that even though I'm not in Ghana, there are people who continue to visit because of me.
Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have for us as lay people to encourage young men to consider the priesthood? I mean, do you want us to be, you know, tapping the shoulders of our altar server saying, I think you should go to the priesthood, like tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, as you said, there's a need to encourage, there's a need to pray for them to discern the will of God. Mm-hmm. Your presence alone is okay. And sometimes asking what do you want to be in the future, depending on what the person says, you can also, well, do you consider going to the priesthood or the religious life? But what we did when I was growing up is that we had a vocation club.
Hmm.
So many of us joined a vocation club, not that we wanted to be a priest or religious, but we're being exposed to those things, and it helps a lot of mm-hmm. people.
Well, one of the things that I try to do with my grandson, I have one grandson, you know, it's like when...
Is that Drew?
It's Drew, yeah.
Okay.
You know, when you talk about, oh, well, what do you want to be, you know? And it's like, oh, you know, a pilot or a firefighter, you know, those things that eight-year-old boys think about.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, I always toss in, you could be a priest or a lawyer or a teacher or a, you know, so it's kind of in there. So it's always in the mix of things. You know, you don't just always go to secular jobs. Yeah. It's like, you know, at that age, you know, encourage them to think about all of the scope of things. So are you going to incarnate, is that the right term, to Iowa?
To incarnate.
Which means that you officially are a member of our diocese as opposed to being like a mission. Right now you're a missionary, right?
Kind of. Yeah, I call myself a diocesan missionary, mm-hmm. but technically we are fide dono, a gift to the diocese.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we belong to the Diocese of Des Moines, but technically, we still belong to the Archdiocese of Accra. Mm-hmm.
Well, and we have you know, almost a half of our active priests are from another country. And, you know, greedily, we want you to all incarnate to our diocese, but we know that doesn't necessarily happen. But, you know, we love you, Father Raphael.
Yeah, we feel the love, we feel the presence, and all the priests have been very wonderful. The mm-hmm. bishops have been very welcoming and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there are a lot of priests flocking to be in the Des Moines diocese.
Wow, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one last thing. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good, and that is his nurture.
You had to do the other part today.
Yeah.
All of our St. Teresa friends know that that is a regular staple at all of our masses, yeah. all of our events, yeah. and everybody knows it. So, Father Raphael, yeah. thank you so much for
thank
joining
you,
us
Jane,
today, and thank you for
me.
Answering the call.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for your prayers, too, for sustaining us in our ministry.
Absolutely.
We appreciate all your prayers, your presence, and everything.
Thank you so much. See you tonight at ordination.
Yeah, it will be there.
Yes. Hey, folks. Well, coming up, we have Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:28.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you having 100 sheep and losing one of them would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. Strictly human reasoning, uninformed by the faith and weakened by sin, makes it hard for us to justify leaving the 99 sheep to look for just one. But thankfully, the love that our Lord shows for us as sinners from his most sacred heart, the solemnity that we celebrate today, does better than that. It is the same heart out of which he later poured out his most precious blood as he hung on the cross.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Construction Professionals. Construction Professionals does remodeling and new construction. Construction Professionals is a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com. Thank you, Construction Professionals, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Mercy One, your expert circle of personalized care for all your health needs. With more care locations than anyone, your best life is their one purpose. Find your doctor at mercyone.org.
Hello, this is Steve Rade, inviting you to join me along with Matt Wilcom and Father P.J. McManus for the Iowa Catholic Radio's 15th anniversary pilgrimage to the Holy Land, November 11th through the 20th, 2023. We'll have Mass and dinner on the shores of the Sea of Galilee and visit the upper room where Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist. Plus, my wife Janet and I will be offering invigorating teaching along the way. Not all pilgrimages are created equal. Brochures and details available at iowacatholicradio.com.
Fridays at 9 a.m., Making It Personal on Iowa Catholic Radio, iowacatholicradio.com, and on demand on the Iowa Catholic Radio app, connecting listeners with Christ.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
So, well, welcome back to the Catholic Morning Show. I'm Jean Till, and we are broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network studios. And I really thank you for coming today. It's a blessing to have you join us every morning. It is a Friday morning. Woohoo! You know, I love my job and I love the weekend. So, you know, why do we celebrate Fridays? You know, it is an opportunity to look forward to some relaxation, to Mass on the weekends. And it is truly a blessing. So, yes, it is Friday, June 24th. The Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we're going to talk about that here a lot this second half hour. And Mark Amadeo, of course, will have news and weather and all that sorts of good stuff. And Deacon Tony, would you lead us in the morning offering?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen. Amen.
Let's check in with Mark Amadeo. So, Mark, your big news is Mr. Murray going to the Kings. I've now taken your
correct,
entire
Jean.
Spot.
Yeah, Keegan Murray, last night, fourth round pick, and in the first round, fourth pick overall, headed to the Sacramento Kings. Congratulations to the University of Iowa. Young man, his twin brother, Chris, probably doing the same thing next year, I would think, if everything works out. He almost did it this year. They almost had them both. But, yeah, big feat for them and a big accomplishment for the University of Iowa. That's their highest drafted basketball player that they've had in their historious career. So
it's very cool. It's so fun. You know, it's like, I knew you when, like, I've never even met the kid. Mm-hmm. But of course, as Iowans, yeah, we think of them all as our kids and our neighbors. And so, yeah, that is very, very cool for the Hawkeyes and for the Murray, for Keegan, and the Sacramento Kings, quite honestly.
Absolutely.
We expect big things.
Yeah, what a way to get the weekend started, and sitting in today, you are for John.
Yep.
You know, I know you're counting the days down at the CTO, and my classmate will take over from class of 80 at Dowling Catholic High School, Mark Reed.
Yes.
And him and his wife Penny moving back to Iowa, and glad to hear that. And
he'll be on with
good
me.
Hands with
I'm,
Mark.
I'm subbing for John a couple days next week, and so Mark will be joining me on one of those days to chat about that transition, where he's been. You know, most folks already know him because he was very engaged in the Catholic community and the Des Moines community when he was here before. So looking forward to have him on as my guest when I'm subbing for John next week. So very cool.
That'll be awesome. And that's good news. Now, how are you going to fill your time, Gene? I mean, you just can't sit out and have coffee in the morning, and then what are you going to do the rest of the day?
What?
You got to finish your prayers. But then what?
Prayers.
So retirement. This is a different deal now. You don't have to
Catholic
drive downtown.
Radio. Still doing Catholic radio stuff. So there's that. And my good friend Diane Kloffenstein texted me and said, "Oh, you forgot to mention daily Mass." And it's like, well, you know, that's been a part of my tradition currently. But you know, when you're working, you oftentimes have noon meetings scheduled. So hopefully I won't have anything like that I will be able to continue daily Mass. So Diane, check that off your list. But yeah, John, my husband doesn't retire until, you know, next year. He's going to wait a while. So we'll probably do some traveling after that, but I'll work in the yard and
I'm a homebody. I like to putz. So
I see.
Yeah.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
And putzing.
Look it up in the dictionary in case you don't know what that means.
I'll Google it right now during the weather update.
But, okay.
Speaking
of weather,
that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grab your umbrella. The next system is moving through apparently as it's gotten darker here in the city. So the next system moving through. And then, folks, you should be able to put your umbrella away unless you're in southern Iowa. I think the Iowa-Missouri border folks might get a little bit more rain. I see that on the radar, but it's not going to move north. So we'll dry out. And, Jimmy, you can keep your tea time for later today. We just got to get the system moved through here in the next hour.
Yeah, well,
golf. Everybody wants to golf, and we got all that going on.
The humidity might be so high you'll feel like you'll need an umbrella.
No kidding. It's high this morning, 90%, because that's because we have weather. We have little thunderstorms with those. They're saying the low to moderate, so nothing severe. But, yeah, if you see lightning, you got to get off the course or the ball fields or wherever you want to be indoors.
Go figure. You shouldn't hold iron clubs or bats when there's lightning.
Bats, yeah.
Yeah, go figure.
That's true, G.
Yeah.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well
Gene,
give us what's
happening. Have a great
today.
Weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, have a great weekend. I don't know if you're heading downtown to the Chancery today, but streets might be blocked down there because of the Arts Festival, as you probably saw. They were setting up for that, and that begins today in downtown Des Moines.
Very cool. Always look forward to that.
Absolutely. All right. Today's weather update is brought to you by the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. You can learn more at joinsarah.org. Well, our current weather conditions at this hour always changing. We had cloudy skies, rain moving through. We're going to have that again. Could be some thunderstorms with this system that's moving through central Iowa right now. 66 degrees is our temperature with the southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And as Gene mentioned, humidity up there at 90% this morning. But today, the storm should move out basically by mid-afternoon, becoming partly cloudy the rest of the day. A high of 83 degrees, so a very pleasant day. South winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and scattered storms are possible again. Overnight low of 70 degrees. And tomorrow on your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms early, becoming partly cloudy, warm and humid later in the day on Saturday. High of 87 degrees. The heat index will be pushing the index up to in the mid-90s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, dry and cooler. High of 78 degrees. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Today's news update is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Since 1939, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second, getting to know you so they know exactly what you need. CindySchulte.com. Well, the 2022 Des Moines Arts Festival will take place in downtown Des Moines this weekend. This will be the festival's 25th anniversary. The Des Moines Arts Festival will feature roughly 195 artists, as well as live music and entertainment. Admission for the festival is free, and it runs from today through Sunday in downtown Des Moines' Western Gateway Park. In sports, last night it was senior night over at the Dowling softball and baseball fields, and we'll start with softball. Dowling softball team graduates six seniors, and the Maroons with a doubleheader sweep over Des Moines East by scores of 12-2 and 12-0 at the Dowling softball field. The Maroons' record now improves to 11-16 overall this season. Last night, third-ranked Dowling baseball team had their senior night. They recognized 11 seniors as the Maroons sweeping a doubleheader over Des Moines East by scores of 6-0 and 9-3 at George Cordero Field. Maroons' record now 21-10. Last night, AAA baseball, Louisville defeated the Iowa Cubs 3-0 down in Louisville, Kentucky. And tonight, same two teams, first pitch 6 o'clock. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. Well, we have ties going on in the National League and the American League Central divisions. We'll start in the National League. Milwaukee and St. Louis now tied for first place as Milwaukee yesterday winning over St. Louis 6-4 in Milwaukee. And the Cubs now are 13 games back in fourth place as Pittsburgh down the Chicago Cubs 8-7 in 10 innings. In the American League, the Twins and Cleveland are now tied for first place in the American League Central. Twins yesterday with a shutout over Cleveland, 1-0 in Minneapolis. Baltimore down the Chicago White Sox 4-0. White Sox 4.5 games back, and the Kansas City Royals had the day off. The Royals will open up a homestand tonight as they host Oakland in Kansas City. Tonight, it's Game 5 of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Colorado Avalanche. They'll face off at 7 o'clock on ABC. Colorado leads that best-of-seven series 3-1. And there are no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled over the weekend. And a reminder, as we mentioned earlier, Keegan Murray from the Iowa Hawkeyes was the fourth pick overall in the NBA draft last night. He went to Sacramento. Current conditions right now at this hour, we have rain in the area moving through, 66 degrees with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And those storms should move out by hopefully mid-morning to early afternoon, partly cloudy. The rest of the day, high of 83 degrees. We'll have south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports updates on your Friday morning. This is Mark Amadale. And now back to the Catholic Morning Show with Gene Till, who's substituting for John Leonetti this morning on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
But we're not really talking about a saint, but we all are talking about what happens 19 days after Pentecost as we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. This liturgical feast was first, well, so I've got some history for you. It's kind of interesting. It was first celebrated in Rennes, France, and the liturgy was approved by the local bishop at the request of St. John Eudes, and he celebrated the Mass at a major seminary in Rennes on August 31 of 1620. Okay? You'll notice that first celebration was not 19 days after Pentecost, so that's okay. St. John Hughes composed a Mass and a set of prayers for outside the Mass. That's the Liturgy of the Hours. And they were quickly adopted in other places of France. Okay, so 200 years later, Pope Pius IX established the Feast of the Sacred Heart as obligatory for the whole church to be celebrated on the Friday after Corpus Christi. Okay, but the history goes back way before that. That devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is much, much older. The beginnings of the devotion of the love of God symbolized by the heart of Jesus are found in the fathers of the church, including Origen, St. Ambrose, St. Jerome, St. Augustine of Hippo, St. Hippolytus of Rome, St. Irenaeus, St. Justin Martyr, and St. Cyprian. I mean, those are, you know, very, very, those are the Church of Fathers, right? So in the 11th century, this devotion found a renewal in the writings of Benedictine and Cistercian monasteries. This expression was given form by St. Bernard of Clairvaux in the 12th century in his famous poem and prayer and a song that we often sing, O Sacred Head Surrounded. So on this solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you. We're going to talk more about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the feast day, and the celebration with Laura Lee Chase, who is from Sacred Heart Parish. And of course, they're going to have a big festival this evening at 5:30. So listen in. You're welcome to join them. It is 7:42. Let's go to your diocesan minute.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Friday, June 24th. I'm Anne Marie Cox. We'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Father Frank Palmer. Father Frank is among our retired priests. We also want to send best wishes to three deacons who will be ordained priests this afternoon. Deacons Nick Smith, Alex Kramer, and Rodrigo Mayorga Landeros. And we want to note the anniversary of priestly ordination today for several of our priests. They are Father John Bertoli, Father Chris Hartshorn, Bishop William Johnson, and Father Dan Kirby. Thank you for answering your vocation call. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of priestly ordination for Fathers Max Carson, Jake Epstein, Nick Stark, Reed Flood, and Brad Roby. They share a priestly ordination anniversary with Father David Polich. Thanks to all of you for answering your vocation call. On Sunday, Fathers Al Sherbo, John Frost, and John Broby celebrate the anniversary of their ordinations. We are a blessed diocese. This is your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne Marie Cox.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Construction Professionals. Construction Professionals does remodeling and new construction. Construction Professionals is a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com. Thank you, Construction Professionals, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, an authorized independent agent for Walmart Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Learn more at 515-226-2111 or cindyschulte.com. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dental Associates, addressing your smile needs and dreams. 515-225-6742, Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. Thank you, Dental Associates, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Saints John and Paul Parish in Altoona presents a teaching and exposition of sacred relics on Wednesday, June 29th at 6:30 p.m., featuring Vatican-appointed relics expert Father Carlos Martins. Over 150 relics, some as old as 2,000 years, will be available for veneration. Throughout history, many healings have been worked in the presence of relics, and thousands have occurred through this ministry. Do not miss this opportunity. Wednesday, June 29th at 6:30 p.m., Saints John and Paul Parish in Altoona. More info at ssjohnpaul.org.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, welcome back to the Catholic Morning Show. I'm Jean Till, and we are broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network studios. And as promised, we're talking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And who better to connect with us than a parishioner from Sacred Heart and a member of their staff and probably the coordinator of most things, Laura Lee Chase. Welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you.
Did I overstate your role and responsibilities as the coordinator of everything?
Oh, no, that's it for sure.
Yeah. Well, when I asked who should I talk to about, you know, what's going on at Sacred Heart and this feast day, and your name was the one that came to the top. So thank you for joining us today on this solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let's talk a little bit about the feast day itself. What insights do you have?
So, you mean the feast in general, or what we're planning for fun?
Let's start with the feast, and then what it means to you to be a part of the Sacred Heart Parish, and then what's going on tonight. So,
the feast started with the St. Margaret Mary Alacoque vision of Jesus, and really, it's all about that Jesus's love that he has for all of us, his love and mercy. And the devotion really is just a series of practices that are like stepping stones that lead us closer to his heart. And there's several things that you can do to practice the devotion all throughout the whole year, you know, for the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
So, well, you don't just do it the day of?
No.
Okay.
Kinds of fun things.
Yeah.
So, some fun things that people can do today for kids, you know, like hearts are kind of in the shape of strawberries, and so you can go get a package of hearts for your kids, and then get those like cocktail swords and pierce that heart with the sword, and that's kind of a way to share the devotion. You know, eat them that way with that little cute sword with kids. Of course, always putting the image of Sacred Heart in your home or in your workplace.
Yes.
And then you notice on that image, there's the flames, and that's Jesus' love for us. And there's the crown of thorns that wraps around it, and there's the cross on top. So kind of praying into all of those images and praying in front of the image. At Sacred Heart School, we pray a Sacred Heart of Jesus prayer every single day. The kids and families know that one really, really well. And then the morning offering also was a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Incorporating the Sacred Heart.
I pray that one every day. And I do, if you have not driven by Sacred Heart Parish, if that is not your normal route, you should go by, because there is a beautiful piece of artwork that is what you just described, Laura Lee. You know, the heart, the crown. I mean, it is beautiful art in and of itself, and it represents so much to us as Catholics. You know, having kids eat strawberries without the explanation loses its taste.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. You know, it is beautiful. It's a stained glass piece that one of our parishioners made a long time ago.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. Yes. So what does that mean to you? I mean, oftentimes you join a parish without a devotion to the Sacred Heart or to the patron saint, and then over time that it grows in your own heart to have a devotion and a special love for the patronage of your parish. What does being a member of Sacred Heart mean to you?
Absolutely. And actually, it was just a couple of years ago that we kind of realized that we are Sacred Heart, and that's one thing that makes us special. But a lot of us didn't know about the devotion. And so as a staff, we committed to learning a lot more about it. We read a book together and just kind of leaned into that love that Jesus has for us. And one of the devotion practices is to start going to Mass on the first Fridays of each month. So we added at Sacred Heart that, I mean, we've always had Mass on Fridays, but we have fellowship after that Mass with, we call it First Fridays with Fathers. And after Mass, the Fathers come and we, as a parish, the people that would like to attend and anybody really have the donuts and coffee afterwards. And then the practice for the devotion is 9 in a row, and I'm going to be doing my 9th in a row here on in July. And I'm so excited because you think this doesn't sound hard, but it's actually really difficult to get to 9 first Fridays in a row. So, yeah, I'm going to be celebrating in July my 9th first Friday in a row.
Well, and again, it's not intentionally. It's, you know, people that go to Mass every day, you know, they don't necessarily think that this is the 9th. First Friday.
Right.
And so you have to have that top of mind awareness of, you know, this is why I'm going today. And
right.
I went the previous eight. Right.
Yes. And it needs to be intentional because, like I said, they're the stepping stones to draw closer to Jesus' love for you. And so that's really the whole devotion is to try and do these practices. There's several great ideas. And then you are drawing closer to Jesus' heart. And that's great for everybody. So, yeah.
And you're celebrating. You're celebrating the Feast of the Sacred Heart.
Of course. This is only our second annual. Like I said, we kind of just realized, hey, we got to celebrate this. This is great. So we have done much smaller things in the past. But this is our second year in a row of having a big, huge feast day celebration. And we're, of course, starting with Mass at 5:30 tonight. We're celebrating Father Chris's 28th year of ordination. We have a lot to celebrate today.
Very cool.
Yes. And then in the parking lot, we have a live band. We have food trucks. We have kids games. We're just going to really have a great time. So you don't have to be a parishioner to come.
Well, you mean you didn't make everybody 10 dozen cookies for the all the food? You remember the days when we all made the food, and it's like now it's like, oh, let's just get food trucks.
Food trucks,
yay.
So yes.
So the event starts at 5:30. It's going to go how long tonight?
It's going to go till 9:30. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to come at the beginning. It's not like a concert. You're going to bring your bag chair and walk into our parking lot and be part of our festivities at any point that you can make it. So we'd love to have you.
And how are the kids engaged in both the feast day and the celebration?
Oh, the kids are, well, so we have obviously our school, Sacred Heart, as well, and they have begun really celebrating the devotion in a more meaningful way as well. They're going to start attending that first Friday Mass as a class in this coming year. And they pray that prayer every single day. And if you hear them pray that prayer, it's so funny because at the end of it, they start the Pledge of Allegiance every time. They pray it so often. And then the next thing that happens is very cute. But so they're part of the party. They're coming. We have kids games. We have bags or cornhole, I guess we call it here.
Yeah,
and,
whatever.
Volleyball, soccer, chalk, face painting, balloon, tying, you name it.
The so it is very much time. The body of Christ that is coming to the event tonight.
It's the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have banners at the Mass this year. Special new, our parishioner artist, Pam Douglas, created them that represent each of the 12 promises of the devotion. And they're being carried forward by members of our ministries here at Sacred Heart for part of the Mass. So they're absolutely gorgeous. All kinds of special things we've added
wow
this year.
Yeah, it's so, like, you know, you hear of the 12 promises, but when you read them, they seem to be a lot longer than what would fit on a banner.
But well, artistic impersonation, you know,
that's
right, they can do things. Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, that is so awesome. And it really isn't about the party. It's about sharing that love of Jesus and having people grow in that love of Jesus, which means they'll grow in love of self and love of others in
absolutely
a way that Christ wants us to. Lordly Chase, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jean. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is wonderful. So, folks, tonight, 5:30 Sacred Heart in West Des Moines is Mass, followed by lots of fun. Bring your bag chair. You'll have fun. Laura Lee, thanks. Oh, my goodness. That's another show here, a wrap for Iowa Catholic Radio Morning Show. I'm so blessed that you have taken time to be with us today. On Monday, John will be back, and Rick Ball will be joining him as his guest to talk about the country concert that we have coming up and all sorts of good things, Iowa Catholic Radio. We do. We operate out of your support, your prayers, and your support. So when you come to events like the country concert with Scotty McCreary, that helps fund the work that we do here, both short-term and long-term. When you participate in our carathons, I mean, all of those things. But most importantly, your prayers for the continuing mission of this church, of this radio station, where we can bring listeners with Christ, closer to Christ. Deacon Tony, would you offer a blessing for our listeners today?
We offer a special blessing for the three deacons who are going yes. to be ordained tonight. God bless them for answering the call.
Mm-hmm.
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us and keep us, protect us, and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Hey, coming up next is Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. And then at 9, it's Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. And he will be visiting with the three young men who will be ordained to the priesthood tonight. That event is at 5 p.m. at St. Ambrose Cathedral in downtown Des Moines, and all are welcome. Hope to see you there as well. Coming up today at 10, we have the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary. 10:30 is Mass from St. Francis, and the Angelus is at noon, and the Chaplet at 3. There is not a shortage of prayers here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are so blessed to be able to bring the Word of God to you each and every day. Well, make it a great Friday, everyone. Have a great weekend. For our studio producer, Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Till. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
The Catholic Morning Show is a production of the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. To hear this and other programs, visit iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died.